Every Wednesday on Current State, we bring you Neighbors in Action, a look at area organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Haven House in East Lansing provides emergency housing and support services for homeless, one-parent and two-parent families with children. The shelter helps families prepare for permanent housing by developing and promoting self-sufficiency, stability, and financial responsibility. Here to talk to us about Haven House is Executive Director Angie Mayu. Angie, welcome.
Thank you.
Along with Carla, a former resident at Haven House. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
Angie, what's the most important service that you feel Haven House offers homeless families?
I think the most important thing is being able to keep families all together, that families don't have to be split up to go into shelter, that they can come in as a family unit, because at other shelters, fathers aren't able to come in with their children. Mm-hmm. So if you're single dad, that's an issue. If you're two-parent family, you really depend on the support of that other adult. And also teen boys are split up from other shelters. The families have to be split up. So having everybody able to come in during that crisis and be together and work together as a team is really important for them.
Haven House has been around since 1983. How have your services changed over that lengthy period of time?
You know, the founders had a good idea when they started, and we haven't changed much of the programming, but have expanded it. We now work with families in their homes after they move out of our shelter into their new home, to help them with the stability and getting straight with them. So we'll work with them for up to 6 months there. We provide a lot more activities for the children and the families together while they're there so that it's a positive experience and not something that they look back on and don't want to remember, but that they leave and they had a good experience while they're there, even though it was a crisis situation.
Mm-hmm. Carla, tell us the story of how you found Haven House.
Well, when I first relocated to Lansing, I stayed there previously with my family, my husband, and my children. And it was a safe haven for us. It was safe. It was clean. We were able to find employment. And, I mean, it was just a good place. I had to go recently because I separated from my husband. And it was also a good experience. They also helped me find permanent housing.
Stability.
Yes.
Safety, security, the important components, I would imagine. How long have you stayed at Haven House altogether then, Carla?
The first time I was there for about 2.5 months. And the second time was close to 2 months.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things, though, go a little bit deeper with us. What kinds of things did Haven House provide, the services that were really the biggest help to you and your family?
They gave leads on housing. They also gave leads on employment. They even have the transitional housing program where they come in and they assist with personal care needs. They give stuff for the kids for schooling and Christmas.
A lot of key services.
Yes.
We're talking with Carla, a former resident of the East Lansing homeless shelter Haven House, along with Executive Director of Haven House, Angie Mayu. Angie, do families have to apply or meet particular requirements to stay at Haven House?
Their only requirement is that they have children and that they have custody of those children. So, we're not able to work with domestic violence issues, though, because we're not a safe place in that sense. Mm. But anything, just a family who has hit a hard time. And like Carla was saying earlier, she was able to come in with her husband. She has older boys that were able to come in, so they were all able to stay together, which was really important. Like the first time she came in, her and her husband worked really hard together as a team to get the kids to school and then to go look for housing. They were able to, you know, sort of divide and conquer together.
Gotcha.
So it was nice.
What couple hasn't done that?
Yes.
What couple with kids hasn't employed the divide and conquer strategy? And after they leave, I gather you're staying in touch with them after they leave and providing services.
Yes. Like Keller was saying, she's been in her own housing now for a year. We were just talking. But we were able to continue to meet with her go out to the house and bring out those personal care items. So a lot of times their income's pretty low, and most of that, 80% of it, will still go towards housing. So it's difficult to buy laundry soap and bleach and shampoo, those kinds of things. So we continue to help them with that as we're going out to the house too, to make sure that all the needs, you know, the kids are clean, so everybody in public knows they're taking good care of their kids. The house is clean, so the landlord knows that they have all of those things available to them.
Understood.
And can keep up.
We're talking about Haven House in East Lansing here on WKAR's Current State. It's our Neighbors in Action segment, which comes your way every Wednesday. Angie Mayhew is Executive Director of Haven House. We're also talking with Carla, a former resident at Haven House. Carla, I understand you were able to go back to school and get a nursing degree. What does achieving that goal mean to you?
It's exciting. Now I feel like I won't have to struggle anymore. Hopefully the struggles will end.
Do you feel like the time at Haven House actually played a significant role? Was that a significant factor in enabling you to pursue the nursing degree?
It was definitely a motivator. Because I didn't want to get back in that situation again. So yeah. I knew I had to do what I had to do to get it done.
Yeah. Angie, how would you characterize the city of East Lansing's ability? I don't mean city government here necessarily, but how would you characterize East Lansing's ability to help the homeless?
Well, I think that a lot of times we think that we see only the homeless in downtown Lansing. You can drive through there and see an array of guys out. In East Lansing, you can drive through on early in the morning and see several of the guys here in the town. And some of them, when we talk about them in the larger group, they have areas or there used to be a guy that when I would drive in on Friday mornings, Thursday night's the big night in East Lansing here for fun. And he had an arrangement with several of the fraternities. He went in the morning and picked up all the cans and was making money that way. Mm. So I think that it goes across every boundary in our state, let alone our county. And there's always things that people can do, whether they want to volunteer at one of the agencies to assist, donate things that homeless families or individuals would need. Summer or winter's coming, and we're all going to be scrambling for gloves and hats and mittens to keep people warm as either they're out on the streets or traveling by bus. So there's lots of things that people can do to get involved.
Where can they learn more about your organization if they want to get involved?
Sure. We have our website, which is havenhouseel.org. We're also on Facebook, and we post lots of immediate opportunities or immediate needs on the Facebook page. But on our webpage, it gives you some more information about the programs, what we do, and how to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. How much stability do you feel there is in your life right now, Carla?
Right now, I feel like I can see...
You're employed, right?
You're recently got employed again, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, yes, so it's looking up.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there any popular misconceptions, Angie, as to who is homeless? You referred to single guys or guys a minute ago. Are there popular misperceptions in play?
I think there is. I think a lot of people think of homeless as what they see on TV, or if they're driving through a big city, the guys on the side of the street, people with signs. The average age of a homeless person in Michigan is 9 years old.
Mm.
So I think a lot of people think that it's the 50 to 70 year old male that is homeless when really
that really puts it into a different perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Average age 9. My goodness. Well, this has been a great segment. It's been great to have both of you here. We've been talking with Haven House Executive Director Angie Mayhew and Carla, a former resident at Haven House, about the important work that they do. Best of luck, Carla. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, please, or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little about why you think they should be featured for the important work that they do.